Yellow and Red is a piece of art crafted in the 1950s while Harry Bertoia was experimenting with colors found in architectural settings. Bertoia made many furniture designs that were not shaped normally, due to the fact that he used a wire frame to make it fit your body more comfortably. This was a method that was not seen much before he tried it in the mid-1900s. He also designed jewelry and had many interesting sculptures. It isn't easy to figure out how to classify Yellow and Red, considering Bertoia was a well-versed artist. It is on a wall, and if you step back several meters, it does look like a 2D painting. However, if you're looking at it from only a few feet away, you'd probably call it a sculpture, because you can see the multiple layers that add a greater amount of contrast to the colors. This piece of art is made of many little red triangles that are all the same size. The triangles were either painted red, red-orange, yellow-orange, or yellow, hence the name Yellow and Red. It seems as if they were put into the metal frame so that there was no overlapping, and if you looked at it straight on, you wouldn't be able to see the wall behind it. But I'd recommend for one not to only look at it straight on, for the reason that it can give you a totally different perspective if seen at a different angle. From the side, you can tell that there are 5 layers, but when I look at it from a bottom corner, I would have told you that there were 3 layers, and from a different angle, you can't tell which triangles were in the front layer and which triangles were in the back layer. I think some of it could be since there doesn't seem to be any particular pattern in the color of the triangles. In many ways, that makes it unique and more interesting. This sculpture really stood out to me for lots of reasons, and would be a fantastic example of how art can be so diverse. This has been Calvin DeWitt with another Bulldog Podcast.